Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We thank you for your nourishment from your word as we seek to learn more of you so that we can become more like Jesus. Good morning, Saints. Our reading is Matthew 6, verse 34, NKJV. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. And in BBE, then have no care for tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. Take the trouble of the day as it comes. Here's a statement of fact. Right now, it is not tomorrow. Right now, it is not yesterday. Right now, it is today. In Philippians 4, verse 6 and 7, it speaks about being anxious for nothing. But I like to look at the bigger picture. So we're going to look at Philippians 4, verse 4 to 8. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I will say, rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. As you go through the day, you can just jot down, wow, this happened, and God answered prayer in that way, and it's a beautiful flower, or lovely bird singing on the bird bath, whatever it is. Just make a note of the beautiful things, of the lovely things, of the things that God has done for you, things that you can be thankful for, and it will improve your mood dramatically, better than any antidepressant, better than even coffee. So, instead of focusing on the negatives around you, focus on what God has done in your life. Focus on the times that you know He has answered prayer in other people's lives around you. And focus on the beauty that you see around you in His creation. More advice for daily living comes in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 15 to 24. See that no one renders evil for evil to anyone, but always pursue what is good both for yourselves and for all. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench the Spirit. Do not despise prophecies. Test all things. Hold fast what is good. Abstain from every form of evil. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely. And may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful, who also will do it. So here we can see again an encouragement to rejoice, to pray, to give thanks. And if you're wondering what God's will is for your life, that's it. Rejoice, pray, and give thanks. You know you're following God's will when you do those things. More advice about not quenching the spirit and not despising prophecies and testing everything you hear against the scripture. Even what I say to you, test it against the scripture. Hold fast to what is good. When you eat a piece of chicken, you eat the meat, you spit out the bones. So ask God to reveal the truth in any passage of scripture. That revelation, that rhema word, is the revealed word of God, and that revelation is what's needed so that you can make it part of your heart, part of your life, part of your everyday living. That's what I'm hoping you will do with these scriptures. There's some more healthy advice in Romans 12, verse 18 to 21. If it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. Therefore, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink, for in so doing you will heap coals of fire on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Here again, don't be a nitpicker, don't pick fights and quarrels with people, don't argue as much as possible. The church in Athens was in a place where a lot of arguing went on. A lot of philosophers debated and argued about issues. It would seem that arguing about Jesus or about the scriptures is not a very productive way of spreading the gospel, of furthering the kingdom. What seems to be a more effective way is showing his love, showing his grace, living at peace with people, not repaying evil for evil, but doing good. And finally, Jesus himself said this in John 16, verse 33. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And so again, excellent advice for daily living. You will have peace from listening to Jesus' word, which is the love letter he's written to us. We call it the Bible. In this imperfect world with so many sinners around, disobeying God and disregarding his love law, there will be tribulation. But Jesus himself said, be of good cheer. Why can we be of good cheer? Because Jesus has overcome the world. He is the winner. He is the victor. He has already won the victory. All we have to do is a mopping up operation. When you've had a successful war and the outcome is known that this side that we are on has won that war, there are still pockets of resistance from the enemy that don't accept their defeat. And this is what's happening with the devil and his demons. They are basically being bad losers and they are trying to take as many people with them to hell as possible. And this is why we are in spiritual warfare. This is why the world is in the state it is in today. This is why life is unfair. This is why people suffer, people cry, people have issues, people have problems. But be of good cheer. You can be happy because instead of that song that says, don't worry, be happy, be prayerful, be happy. And be thankful and be happy because that's what it says in the Bible. And remember, Jesus has already overcome the world. He's already the winner. When you watch a rugby game, you don't know who's going to win. But if you had to do something else while the rugby game was on and someone recorded it for you, you can watch that rugby game. But guess what? The outcome is already known. You have to ask your friends, do not tell me the score, because I don't want to know yet, because you still want to watch the game and enjoy it. But that rugby game has already been won by the victorious side. The outcome is known, and Revelation gives us the scoreboard. Revelation gives us what will happen, and it gives us an indication of, yes, there are hard times coming, but Jesus has won the victory and we are on the winning side and the score is known. Jesus is King of Kings and Lord of Lords in all of our lives. So, arise and shine, reflect his light and pray and be thankful.